As expected in this week's Alaska primary, at-large Democratic Representative Mary Peltola finished first in the top four jungle primary. The unanswered question, however, is whether businessman Nick Begich III or Lieutenant Governor Nancy Dahlstrom, the choice of the Republican establishment and former President Donald Trump, will become her prime competitor. While Congresswoman Peltola is knocking on the door of the majority support threshold as ballots continue to be counted, it was Mr. Begich who secured second place, while Ms. Dahlstrom finished almost 7 points behind him and 30 points behind the Congresswoman. The next few days of jockeying will be interesting. The Republicans will have their best chance of unseating Representative Peltola if they unite behind one candidate. If they remain divided among the two major GOP contenders, then the outcome will be the same as we've seen before. That is, Congresswoman Peltola will continue representing the most Republican district in the country that elects a Democrat to the House. The Florida primary unfolded as expected. Senator Rick Scott and former U.S. Representative Debbie Mukasar Powell were easy winners in their respective Republican and Democratic primaries. Senator Scott posted over 84% in his primary, while Ms. Mukasar Powell captured just over two-thirds of the Democratic vote. The pair will now advance into the general election, with the incumbent favored in a state where the Republican registered voter factor exceeds its Democratic counterparts by more than 1 million individuals. In the Sunshine State's first congressional district, controversial Republican Representative Matt Gaetz was again an easy winner, exceeding 72% of the vote over Navy veteran Aaron Dimmick, who moved into the district to challenge the congressman. Mr. Gaetz will now advance into the general election, where he becomes a prohibitive favorite in a seat that the 538 data organization rates as R plus 38. A few days after being readmitted to the hospital, 87-year-old veteran New Jersey Congressman Bill Pascrell sadly passed away. There are now four vacancies in the House, three from the members who have recently died, Representatives Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas and New Jersey's Donald Payne Jr. and Mr. Pascrell, along with one resigned member, GOP Congressman Mike Gallagher from Wisconsin. The Pascrell vacancy brings the House count to 220 Republicans and 211 Democrats with the four vacancies. The open seat count headed into the election grows to 55 with the Pascrell passing. Of these, 29 are in Democratic-held districts, with 25 from the Republican side, in addition to one newly created seat within the new Alabama redistricting configuration. Another seven seats have been filled in special elections, and all but Colorado's 4th district features new incumbents running for their first full term. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.